Earthquakes. We had a broken home and everything that had been standing up inside had fallen over. We had no power for 3 weeks, no water for 6 weeks, and no toilet for 3 months. But we were blessed. Our family was kept safe, which is good because none of them are Christians yet. God blessed us with our Christian friends. On the first night, we camped out with Tara and Eileen. Then for the next 3 weeks, we stayed with Susan Smith and Peter Wiley at their home. Lexi and I slept on a mattress under the dining room table because we felt safe there. We said that it was like visiting a war zone in Beirut during the day, but staying at London each night. We were so blessed that we could leave our horrible, nasty home and go somewhere that had electricity, flushing toilet, shower, running water, and great Christian friends. It was nice just to feel normal. When we did finally go home, God blessed us with so many things that seemed small but meant so much. We had 2 portaloos, one just across the road and 1 2 doors down, which in the middle of the night is a good thing. I really didn't like using those horrible things, so the day that our own chemical toilet arrived on the back of an army truck was the prayer answered. I stood in the middle of the road and thanked God for the glorious gift. A lovely Christian lady came round delivering sandwiches in our neighbourhood on a day when I was cleaning up, but realised that there was nothing in the house to eat. The water station was at our local school just round the corner, and on yet another day that I had nothing to clean my hands with, having no running water, they were handing out the last of their care packages. Schools around New Zealand had made these care packages up with handy items, including toothpaste, hand sanitizer, tissues, toilet paper, and some canned food. I wasn't over the moon about the camp shower that we had set up at home, so Lexi and I went for a drive to get away one day and found these amazing gas hot water shower units on the back of trucks that were parked up at the Avondale Golf Club. It makes such a difference to a day when you can start it with a nice hot shower, a proper shower. God kept our spirits up and our humour alive so that we could face each day. Our motto was, "Don't be frightened, come to Brighton." The best thing that God did for us after the earthquakes was he brought our daughter home. Nadia and Jazz decided that they wanted to be at home close to her family. And not only did they come home, but they became Christians, which was the answer to our biggest prayer.